今天我们很高兴请到 Lois 和 Rachel 两位姊妹来到我们当中。
We are so glad that our sisters Lois and Rachel are among us.
要在这边为我们做见证和分享。
And they are here to testify for the Lord and to be His witness for us.
现在我很简单的介绍一下他们两位。
I'd like to simply introduce them to you.
Lois 姊妹是萱萱姊妹的同事。
Sister Lois is the co-worker of our Sister Michelle.
她是一位很好的基督徒。
And she is a good Christian.
她非常爱唱歌。
She loves to sing.
其实她们两位都很会唱歌哈。
And both of the sisters are very well singers.
她们也很有天赋。
And they are very talented.
Lois 姊妹她跟着许多的布道团到中南美洲。
And Sister Lois has traveled many times with missionary groups to Central America.
她在高中的时候就学了西班牙语。
And she speaks Spanish well from high school.
所以她在布道特会的里面不仅献唱，她也做西班牙文的翻译。
So on her missionary trips, not only she sang for the group, and she also became the translator.
好叫福音能够传到他们当中。
And so that the gospel may be preached among the Spanish-speaking people.
她的姐姐 Rachel,
and her older sister Rachel
是希伯来文的教授
is a professor in Hebrew language.
她在大学的时候读了硕士学位，读的是研究旧约里面的语言。
And she has a master's degree in the Old Testament language when she studied in college.
他们两位都是从小在基督徒家庭中长大。
And they grew up in a fine Christian family.
他们非常爱传讲耶稣。
And they love to speak about Jesus.
今天早上本来 Lois 姊妹要为我们做见证分享。
And originally, Sister Lois planned to speak to us and sing her song for us.
但是因为她前两天感冒生病。
But she has a little flu.
所以她的姐姐 Rachel 会带我们一起敬拜，然后会做一些见证。
So therefore, Sister Rachel will do a little more this morning.
那我们现在就把时间交给他们。
And now we will yield the time to them.
Good morning.
弟兄姊妹早。
Lois isn't the only one with a cold.
Lois 不是仅仅只有她有感冒。
But our sermon this morning is never give up.
Amen.
但是我们永远不放弃今天早上的信息。
So we press through.
我们就往前。
With the help of the Lord.
神会帮助我们。
Well, actually, my heart is a little sad this morning.
其实今天早上我的心有一点伤痛。
In fact, it's very sad.
其实是非常的伤痛。
I'm sure you heard in the news about the scandal facing a very well-known Christian leader.
也许你们都听说最近的新闻讲到一位布道家所在他身上发生的事情。
And when you hear things like that,
当你听到这些事情
，I have at least two reactions.
我有两个反应。
I am mad at the devil.
我对仇敌非常的生气。
Because the Bible says that we have an enemy.
因为圣经告诉我们说我们有一个仇敌。
Who comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
他来就是要偷窃毁坏。
Nobody ever falls just through their own weakness.
没人不会仅仅只因为他的软弱而跌倒。
We have a devil who tries to exploit every weakness.
To take advantage
of every weakness. Thank you, Lois. We have a devil who tries to take advantage of every weakness.
仇敌趁着每一个机会要来打倒我们。
So I was very mad.
所以我非常的生气。
And again, I was sad.
我也非常的伤痛。
Because this leader said yes to the devil.
因为这一个布道家他对仇敌说是。
This leader said yes to the desires of the flesh.
他也对着他肉体的情欲说是。
And the result of that yes,
这一个说是的结果
has devastated his family,
毁坏了他的家庭
has devastated his church,
毁坏了他的教会
and has destroyed his ministry,
毁坏了他的职事
Now the good news
is
that we have a forgiving God.
感谢神，他是一位赦免我们的神。
So I'm not going to be the first one to throw the stone.
我不会是第一个向他扔石头的人。
Jesus said, "He who was without sin, let them throw the first stone."
主耶稣说，你们中间没有罪的，可以向他丢石头。
So I don't judge.
但是我不审判他。
But I pray.
但是我为他祷告。
I pray that he would open up his heart.
我祷告神能够打开他的心。
To the forgiveness of Jesus. To the forgiveness of Jesus.
带到把他带到神的赦免当中。
And that he would be healed.
他能够被神医治。
And he would be restored.
他能够被恢复。
So I want to take a minute and pray for this man.
啊，我用一点时间来为他祷告。
Because our prayers make a difference.
我们的祷告可以改变。
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
在天上的父。
We pray for Pastor Haggard.
我们为 Haggard 牧师祷告。
And we ask God that you would bring conviction of sin.
我们求神光照他。
Lord, there can be no healing.Without confession.
如果不悔改就没有赦免。
And we ask Father God that he would repent.
我们求主叫他能够悔改。
Publicly.
公开的悔改。
Privately to his family.
对他家人悔改。
And that he would receive the forgiveness.
然后他可以从神领受赦免。
That Jesus died to give him.
主为他而死。
Thank you for the cross, Jesus.
主我们感谢你的十架。
Thank you for the cross, Jesus.
感谢你的十架。
You died for sinners.
你为罪人而死。
Like him and like us.
像他也像我们。
And we believe, God, that you can take what the devil used.
我们相信主，你能够把仇敌所做的。
And you could turn it around for good for the glory of God.
你可以改变，然后为了神的荣耀。
We pray for his wife, Lord Jesus.
我们为他的妻子祷告。
That you would strengthen her.
你能够刚强她。
That you would walk her through her grief.
在她痛苦的时候，你与她同行。
We pray the same thing for his five children.
我们也为着他五个孩子祷告。
And Father, we never want to stop praying.
主，我们不会停止祷告。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意
行在
地上。
On earth.
行在地上,
as it is in heaven,
如同行在天
上, in Haggard's home,
在他们家中,
as it is in heaven,
好, 如同在天上,
and we thank you in advance, Jesus,
我们先把感谢来归给你,
for your forgiveness,
感谢你的赦免,
for your love,
感谢你的爱,
for your power to make all things new,
感谢你能够改变一切,
and all God's people said, Amen.
In Jesus, 奉主的名,
let's give Jesus a hand. Amen.So my sermon today is never give up.
我今天的信息是永不放弃。
Never quit.
永远不放弃。
How do you finish well?
你怎么样能够做到最好？
And Pastor Haggard shows us.
那个 Haggard 牧师让我们看到
that you can have a big church.
你可以有个很大的教堂。
You can have a successful ministry.
你可以有一个很成功的执事。
Where people are being saved.
在那里有许多人得救。
And lives are being changed.
许多生命被改变。
And still not finish well.
然后仍然还是没有做得很好。
So I began to think about the people that I know have finished well.
我想到一些我认识的人，他们真的做得非常好。
These are people that are in public that maybe you know about, some of them.
有些人也许你们也认识。
And some of them are friends that I've known.
是我认识的朋友。
All of them have gone on to heaven.
所有这些人都已经到天上去了。
But all of them have finished well.
他们都已经打了美好的仗。
And I think what was it in their lives
到底在我们人生当中
that helped them not to quit?
到底是什么帮助他们不放弃
that helped them to finish well.
帮助他们打一个美好的仗。
And I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, please.
请我们打开圣经。
To the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
And we will begin reading in verse 9.
我们读从第九节开始。
Now, this is one of the great prayers of Apostle Paul.
这是保罗的一个很伟大的祷告。
And Paul, as a missionary, had led a lot of people to Jesus.
保罗带领许多的人到主的面前。
And if anybody had a burden for the church, it was Apostle Paul.
如果任何人他对教会有一个负担，那就是保罗。
Apostle Paul was brilliant.
保罗是非常聪明的一个人。
He describes his accomplishments in the book of Philippians.
他在腓立比书讲到他自己所做的。
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He studied with the number one rabbi at the time in Jerusalem.
他在
the most important rabbi, the most well-known rabbi in Jerusalem.
他在最好的老师门下受教。
He said he excelled beyond everybody.
他比众人都出色。
And yet, the answer for the church was not Paul's giftedness.
但是这并不是保罗的恩赐。
He didn't just say, listen to what I say because I'm so smart.
他并没有说你要听我讲因为我很聪明。
We have in this chapter here an example of what Paul did to help the believers finish well.
我们看到保罗告诉我们如何能够打一个美好的仗。
Now I'm going to read verses 9 through 14 and then I'll let you read, Wendy, okay?
Okay.
And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.To lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son,In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
第九到第十四节，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢神，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
When I read this prayer,
当我读到这一个祷告
I pick up 8 things that Apostle Paul taught.
我发现保罗在这里讲到八件事情
to help us finish well.
帮助我们打一个美好的仗。
To help us never, ever, ever give up.
要来帮助我们永远不放弃。
To help us never quit.
帮助我们绝不放弃。
The first one is in verse 9.
第一个是在第九节。
And he says, we have not ceased to pray for you.
他说我们不住地为你们祷告。
I have a saying that I teach my students.
我常对我学生说。
No prayer, no power.
没有祷告就没有能力。
More prayer, more power.
多一点祷告就多一份能力。
Let's say it again. No, if you know English, say it with me. No prayer, no power. Say it again. No prayer, no power.
没有祷告就没有能力。
Say it with me. I know, I like that in Chinese.Say it again. Say it again. Again. Go.
没有祷告就没有能力。
Amen. More prayer, more power.
多一点祷告，多一点能力。
Amen.
Amen.
As smart as Paul was,
像保罗这样聪明的人
he knew he did not have the power in his mind.
他知道在他里面并没有这样的能力。
He did not have the power in his will.
他也没有他自己并没有这样的能力，也不能够达到。
We need God.
我们需要神
We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的帮助。
That's what keeps me on my knees.
这就是为什么我一堂堂
Because I know,
屈膝在神面前。
Left to myself,
我不能靠我自己。
I will not follow Jesus.
如果靠自己，我没有办法跟随主。
I will be jealous.
我会嫉妒。
I will be selfish.
我会自私。
Can I hear an amen, Lois?
Amen.
I will think only of myself.
我只会为我自己打算。
I will be mean.
我会非常的不客气。
I will not love.
我不会爱。
You know, when I walk inside this church, I pray for two things.
当我走进这一个教堂的时候，我祷告两件事。
Heavenly Father, help me love these people the way you love them.
哦，主啊，求你帮助我，让我爱这些人如同你爱他们。
And Lord, help me share your word for them that will bring a blessing.
啊，也求你帮助我能够向他们分享，把他祝福带给他们。
But if I don't pray for love, if I do not pray for love,
如果我没有求爱
，it won't happen.
这样，那不会发生。
So I love you.
所以我爱你们。
Because Jesus is on the inside of me.
因为主在我的里面。
And he fills me with his love.
他用他的爱充满我。
My Hebrew teacher.
我的希伯来文老师。
Was a wonderful man of God.
是一个非常爱神的人。
He finished well.
他打了一个美好的仗。
And at his funeral.
在他葬礼的时候。
People testified that he was the most wonderful friend they had.
有人见证他是他们最好的朋友。
That when you came into his office, he cared about you.
当你进到他办公室里面，他真的关心你。
He didn't say, "Oh, you only have 5 minutes. I got to get back to work."
他并没有说看着表说我只剩下五分钟，我要回去工作了。
He had a servant's heart.
他有一个仆人的心。
But at his funeral, they told a story.
在他葬礼上面，有人讲了一个故事。
How in the early days of his ministry.
在他执事的刚开始
，He was a very busy man.
他是一个很忙碌的人
，And he would be in his office all day studying.
他会全一整天待在他办公室里面学习
，And that's how I was many years ago.
我以前也是这样子
，Just study, 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 study.
读书，读书，读书
，Because he was such a good teacher.
因为他是一个很好的老师
，And then his wife would knock on the door.
他太太就会在敲门
，Wanting to talk to him.
要跟他讲话。
No time, no time.
我没有时间，我没有时间。
And the kids would walk on the door, Daddy, Daddy.
小孩会进来叫爸爸，爸爸。
No time, no time.
没有时间，没有时间。
And he did that for months and months.
他一连续的这样子做。
And one day, Jesus knocked on the door.
有一天，主敲他的心门。
And he said, Sam.
他说 ，Sam,
you're not following my will.
你没有照着我的旨意行。
And so Sam repented.
所以他就悔改到神的面前。
He prayed.
他祷告。
He asked Jesus to change his heart.
他有耶稣可以改变他。
And he became known as one of the most beloved professors in my Bible college.
他结果成为在我圣经学院里面。
Whose door was always open to you.
最受尊敬的人。
He became a servant.
他的门永远向着你打开。
And at his funeral.
他是一个仆人，在他葬礼上
a videotape of his last message.
他们放了一段他最后一篇信息。
It was at a graduation.
是在一个毕业典礼上。
And he said, if you try to be a servant, you will fail.
他说，如果你试着要去做一个仆人，你一定会失败。
The way you become a servant,
要做一个好的仆人
is you draw close to Jesus.
你必须来亲近耶稣。
And he will make you a servant.
他会把你做成一个仆人。
You cannot draw close to Jesus apart from prayer.
你不能离开祷告而来亲近耶稣。
And I found that in order to draw close to God,
我发现能帮助我来到主面前的
I have to pull away from things.
我必须从所有事物中脱离出来。
Is anybody here too busy to pray?
这里有没有人是不是太忙了不能祷告
？You got your job.
你有你的工作。
You got your school.
你有你的学业。
You got your husband.
你有你的丈夫。
You got your kids.
你有你的孩子。
And you just become too busy to pray, right?
所以你太忙了，没有时间祷告。
Pastors, you got your ministry. Yeah, pastors, you have your ministry.
服侍主的人，你们有你们的职事。
And you become too busy to pray.
你太忙了，没有办法祷告。
But I am telling you, I have found.
但是我告诉你们，我发现
that nothing draws you closer to Jesus.
没有什么可以带你更来就近耶稣。
And nothing changes your heart more.
没有什么能够更多的改变你的心。
Than taking time to pray.
比祷告更重要。
And then you reach this point where you don't just pray in the mornings.
我们并不是只在早上祷告
at a special time,
或者是在一个特别的时间
but you begin to pray throughout the day.
你一整天都可以向神祷告
could you turn to 1 Thessalonians?
提摩太前书第一章
1 Thessalonians chapter 5
提摩太前书第一章哦哦帖撒罗尼迦前书第几章
1 Thessalonians chapter 5
第五章
verses 16, 17, and 18
十六到十八节
I'll read it in the English it says rejoice always
要常常喜乐
pray constantly
不住的祷告
give thanks in all circumstances
凡事谢恩
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So I have a question.
我有一个问题。
Have you ever spent a whole day?
你有没有花一整天
rejoicing,
喜乐
praying,
祷告
and giving thanks,
凡事谢恩。
Okay, everybody close your eyes. Okay, close your eyes.
我们都闭上眼睛。
Raise your hand if you've ever spent a whole day.Okay, half day. Okay.
如果你曾经有过一整天祷告
Close your eyes, you have to close your eyes.
请你闭上眼睛
Raise your hands if you ever spent a whole day praying and worshiping.
如果你一整天都有祷告敬拜的话你就举起你的手
Okay, raise your hands if you ever spent a half day praying.
或者半天
Raise your hands if you ever spent one hour.
或者一个小时
Raise your hands if you ever spent a half an hour.
或者半个小时
Raise your hands if you ever spent 15 minutes.
或者15分钟
Okay, you can open your eyes.
好，你可以打开眼睛。
I think that's the main point of my sermon. I want to end right there.
我想这是我最重要的信息，我就可以结束了。
When you become a person of prayer,
当你成为一个祷告的人
and worship,
敬拜的人
then you draw closer to God.
而你就可以来就近神
and He changes you.
他可以改变你。
So actually, my second point,
我第二个点
is that you praise without.Ceasing.
你不住的祷告。
If you look at back in Colossians, if you look at verse Colossians chapter 12.
Colossians chapter
12. Oh, I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12.
哥罗西书第一章第十二节。
It says, giving thanks.
又感谢父。
So if you are a person of continual worship,
如果你是一个不住祷告的人
and continual prayer,
不住敬拜的人
you will begin to look like Jesus.
你会越来越像耶稣
You will never ever quit.
你永远不会放弃
You will finish well.
你也会一直走到底
Now, again, to draw near to God,
要来亲近神
means you have to pull away from stuff.
意思就是你必须从事物中把自己分别出来
To find that quiet space with him.
要找到那一个安静的地方
And how many of you guys know that's hard to do?
有多少人知道那个很难做到
It's very hard to do, but I want to encourage you.
但是我鼓励大家
To start small.
从最小的时候点开始
Make it a goal.
为自己立一个目标
Every day.
每一天
You will spend at least 5 minutes.
你至少花五分钟的时间
with Jesus
和耶稣在一起
not just asking,
并不是求他做什么
but thanking,
而是感谢他
I heard a lady say once on a television program.
有一次我在一个电视广播节目中
she encouraged people to take 1 minute.
哦，那个朋友他鼓励大家用一分钟
just 1 minute,
只要一分钟
to stop and praise the Lord.
你停止你所做的一切来祷告神
and not ask him for one thing
并不向他求任何事
and she said she started to get all these emails from people around the world
然后他就收到很多的
信 that 1 minute changed their life
很多人告诉他就是那一分钟改变了我们的生命
so when you want to start a new habit
开始一个新的习惯
you need to remember two things
你需要两件事情
you need to start small
你要从小的点开始。
Don't say I'm gonna pray 5 hours every day. Thanks be to God.
不要一开始就说我祷告五个小时。
Because it won't happen.
因为那是不可能的。
Say I'm gonna pray 1 minute every day.
我从一分钟开始。
And you know what might be cool? To pray 1 minute every hour.
每一个小时都祷告一分钟。
That means 12 12 minutes of praise every day.
啊，就是每一天有12分钟向神祷告。
And my mother told me,
我母亲曾经告诉我
when she was a student at UCLA,
当她在 UCLA 读书的时候
my dad had given her the advice of stopping to pray for 5 minutes.
我父亲会和她一起祷告五分钟。
For every hour of study.
每一个读一小时的书就祷告五分钟。
And my mother was a medical, a pre-med student.
我母亲是一个读医的学生。
So she was taking some pretty hard classes.
她拿了一些很重的课。
But she said when she started that discipline of 5 minutes every hour,
但是她训练她自己每一个小时有五分
钟。The most amazing thing happened.
很奇妙的。
She got the best grades ever.
她得了最好的成绩。
In addition to drawing closer to Jesus.
除了跟神祷告亲近。
So I want to encourage you, 1 minute every hour,
我鼓励大家每一个小时用一分钟来祷告。
Five minutes every hour.
每个小时用五分钟来祷告。
But make a commitment.
请你做一个承诺。
Make a decision. And what's also helpful is have somebody who will help you be accountable.
或者有一个人找一个人来督促你。
So find a friend.
找一个朋友。
And ask them to call you every day.
请他每天给你打电话。
Oh, okay, every other day.
或者隔一天。
Hey, did you pray?
问你说你有没有祷告。
Did you praise?
你有没有赞美。
And you will be amazed.
你真的会觉得很奇妙。
The scripture is true, my friends.
神的灵是真实的。
Draw near to God.
神的话是真实的。
And he will draw near to you.
你们若亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Now, I want to actually sing some songs that we can practice, worshiping the Lord with throughout the day.
我想来唱一些诗歌，我们可以一起来敬拜。
And I met with Wendy in advance, and she says that you know a few of the songs I had, chosen, so I want us to do, Hallelujah.
她有一些歌其实我们大家都会唱，所以当他们唱的时候，大家可以跟他们一起唱。
Guys know that praise is not a feeling.
祷告并不是一个感觉。
Praise is a choice.
祷告是一个选择。
In fact, it's a command.
而且是神的命令。
So even if you don't feel like it,
就算你并没有感觉这样子做
your body is saying, "Oh man, I don't want to do this."
你这里面在告诉自己说，哦，我不想这样子。
Your spirit says, "Shut up."
但是你的灵却叫你闭嘴。
We will praise the Lord.
我们要来赞美神。
And you will find that as you make that choice,
当你拣选的时候
to worship the Lord,
来敬拜神
God will begin to meet you.
神会来遇见你。
Hallelujah.
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 在我们短诗269首
Hallelujah in the Hebrew,
Hallelujah 在希伯来文
is a command,
是一个命令
that means,
意思是说
praise the Lord,
赞美神。
All right, let's sing this.Nothing grabs God's attention.
没有什么能够叫神来注意我们。
Then when you simply close your eyes,
就当我们真的闭上眼睛
you say, Lord, we love you.
对主说主我爱你。
Or Lord, I love you.
主我爱你。
I want us to sing it in the first person.
我要用第一人称来唱这首歌。
So close your eyes.
请我们闭上眼睛。
And sing with me, Lord, I love you.
唱主我爱你。
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. show you something about Paul's prayer.
我想跟你们分享一下保罗的祷告。
Paul just did not pray for himself.
保罗并不只是为他自己祷告。
He prayed for others.
他为别人祷告。
So, once you get past the, I would say, discipline of praying for yourself on a regular basis,
当你真的已经越过自己来自己每天来祷告。
Don't stop there.
不要停在那里。
Pray for others.
为别人祷告。
I had a friend from church call me this morning.
我有一个教会里的朋友早上给我电话。
Who prays for me.
他为我赞美神，他为我祷告。
And she said, the Lord gave me a dream.
他说主给他一个梦。
About your mother.
讲到我的母亲。
And my mother's in the hospital right now.
我母亲现在正在医院里面。
She had major surgery.
她有一个很大的开了一个很大的刀。
But she was able to share a really encouraging word with me.
她为我分享了一个非常鼓励我的话。
Because she prays for me.
因为她为我祷告。
There is so many needs here.
在我们当中有许多的需要。
People need to hear from God.
我们需要听见神的话。
Through you.
从我们听见神的话。
And I found the more I pray for people,
我发现我多为别人祷告的时候，
the more God uses me to minister to people.
神就更多的来使用我。
There's another incredible, word in Colossians.
在哥罗西书还有另外一句话。
If you can go to Colossians chapter 3, please.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3,
哥罗西第三章
verse 16,
第十六节。
And I'll read 16 and 17.
十六十七节。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神，无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
This verse kind of leads me up to the third point I want to talk about for finishing well.
我现在想提到我要说的第三个点。
The first thing is prayer.
第一个是祷告。
The second thing is praise.
第二个是赞美。
Without ceasing.
不住的赞美。
And the third thing,
第三个点,
is having your mind filled with the word of God.
使你的心被神的话充满。
Keep your finger here and go back to verse, number 9 in chapter 1.
我们再回到第一章第九节。哥罗西书一章九节。
Apostle Paul says, I have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
保罗在这里说，我为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And how do we know God's will?
我们怎么知道神的旨意？
Apart from God's word.
不可能离开神的话。
And I found that the more of the word I get into my heart,
我发现我把神话藏在心里的时候
，the more the word I get into my mind，
神的话就进入我的里面
；the more the word I get into my mouth，
就有更多的话在神的话在我的口中
；the more of the presence of God I have in my heart，
我就有更多神的同在
；and the more I'm able to minister to others with the word of God，
我也更能够用神的话来传讲。
So it's not enough just to pray。
并不只是祷告
and to praise
或赞美
we need to know the truth
我们需要知道神的真理
and again we have so many things that keep us from spending time in the word
有太多的事把我们从神的面前移开
yesterday I fasted
昨天我禁食
and it wasn't food I ate my food
我吃了我的食物
it wasn't drink I drank
我并没有喝我要喝的水
I fasted television
我没有看电视。
And that was so hard.
那非常的难。
I'd rather watch television than eat sometimes.
我有时候我宁可看电视也不要吃饭。
And I have withdrawal pains. Like when you're sick, you have. My television was saying, "Come to me, come to me, come to me."
我电视常常对我要对我说，你过来，过来。
And I said, "No, no, no, in the name of Jesus."
我就说奉主耶稣的名，不要。
And I spent that extra time in prayer.
我就多花了一点时间在来祷告。
In worship.
来赞美
and in the word,
在神的话里
and I tell you the presence of God is real.
神的同在是真实的
So I would encourage you,
所以我鼓励大家
to turn off the television sometimes.
有时候关掉你的电视
and open up the word,
打开神的话
and let the Holy Spirit meet you through the word.
让圣灵借着神的话来遇见你
Now what happens when you are a person of prayer, of praise, and the word?
如果你是一个祷告的人敬拜的人是把神话藏在心里的人
Look at verse 10
我们来看第十节
Then you're able to lead a life worthy of the Lord fully pleasing to him bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God
好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神
So if you want to finish well,
所以如果你要打一个美好的仗
if you want to never quit,
要永远不放弃
if you want to never give up,
永远不放弃
then you need to know what your power source is.
你要知道你力量的来源
It's prayer. What is it? Prayer?
是祷告
Without ceasing.
不住的祷告
Praise.
是赞美
Without ceasing.
不住的赞美
Reading the word of God.
读神的话
And the Bible actually says, do it day and night.
神的话告诉我们要时刻的来读他的话
Which means all the time
就是昼夜的来读神的话
And then you're able to live a life that's worthy of the Lord
然后我们就能够真的是来活一个与主同在的生活
But there's one thing that I want us always to remember as we try to go deeper in God
当我们要往深处去的时候
That we're trying to hold on to one who already holds us
我们常常抓住那一位抓住我们的
That we are covered by the blood of Jesus
我们 神用他的宝血遮盖我们
That we have a Savior who forgives us
有一位救主他赦免我们
A Savior who loves us
有一位救主他爱我们
Because if you're not careful
如果你不小心
You can make your prayer and your praise and your Bible reading
你可会会使你的祷告你的赞美你的读经
Legalism
变成只是一个教条
And we are free in Jesus. Hallelujah.
我们在主里面是自由的。
If you look at the last verses 12 through 14, I want to read that.
在第十二到十四节。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国度国里我们在爱子里得蒙救赎罪过得以赦免
So I just want to end with that We are standing in the cross
我们站在十架的底下
We're standing in the forgiveness of Jesus
我们站在主赦免的底下
And because of his love for us
因为他爱我们的大爱
We love him.
我们也爱他。
You don't have to turn there, but I want to just read this one last scripture here, and then we have some other worship songs we'd like us to do.
我想再读一处经
文。It's in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians, chapter 5.
第五章。
He says in verse 14,
14节,
For the love of Christ controls us.
原来基督的爱激励我们,
because we are convinced that one has died for all.
因为我们想一人替众人死,
therefore all have died.
众人就都死了,
and he died for all.
并且他替众人死,
that those who live,
是叫那些活着的人,
might no longer live for themselves.
不再为自己活。
But for him who for their sake died and was raised.
那为替他们死而复活的主活。
Don't you dare let the devil condemn you.
你不要让仇敌来控告你。
Do you hear what I said? Don't go home and let the devil condemn you and say, "Oh, you horrible person! You don't pray for 5 hours a day."
不要让仇敌控告你说你真糟糕，你每一天都不花五分钟时间祷告。
That is not the voice of Jesus.
那不是主的声音。
What we're trying to do is we're trying to walk in the love that He has for us.
我们要行在主为我们的预备的道路中。
And when you draw near to Jesus,
当你亲近耶稣。
He says that he will draw near to you.
他说他必亲近我们。
But even if you don't draw near to Jesus,
就算你没有来亲近他,
he still loves you.
他仍然爱你。
Jesus still loves Pastor Haggard.
耶稣仍然爱那一位牧师。
Jesus loves sinners.
耶稣爱罪人。
Like you and like me.
就像你像我这样的人。
So I'm not doing this to make him love me.
我并不是这样子要他来爱我。
He already loves me.
他已经爱了我。
I'm drawing near to God.
我要来就近神。
Because I want to experience in my heart the love that he has for me.
因为我要来经历他为我所预备的爱。
The power that he has for me.
他所为我预备的能力。
The purpose that he has for me.
他所为我们预备的旨意。
Everybody say this. Jesus loves me.
我们一起说耶稣爱我。
Say it again, please. Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Even though I'm a sinner.
就算我是个罪人。
God loves me.
神仍然爱我。
And you guys know that the devil all the time is trying to destroy your thinking, right?
因为仇敌常常要毁坏我们的想法。
How many of you guys have to battle condemnation? Yeah, condemnation.
我们常常会被控告。
The devil telling you you're not good enough.
仇敌告诉我们你并不。
You're not smart enough.
你并不聪明。
You're a failure.
你是一个失败的人。
How do you combat the lie?
你怎么样回到神面前?
It's only with the truth.
只有在神的真理的里面。
And that truth will come to you.
这一个真理会来到你
的里面。That truth that sets you free will come to you.
这一个真理要释放你。
When you are a person of prayer.
当你是一个祷告的人。
When you are a person of praise.
你是一个赞美的人。
And when you are a person of the word.
是一个读神话语的人。
And I want to encourage you, my friend.
我要鼓励大家。
To not just pray for yourself.
不要只为自己祷告。
But to pray for one another.
也要为彼此祷告。
Become accountable.
要有承诺。
Do you have a prayer partner?
你有没有一个祷告的同伴?
That you can share burdens with?
是不是可以来分担你的负担?
Do you have someone you can pour your heart out to?
你有没有人可以向他倾诉?
Someone who will share with you in love and not judge you?
有人会可以和你分享却不会审判你。
It's not enough for me to be a prayer warrior on my own.
我不能靠着我自己成为一个祷告的战士。
I need others to help me.
我需要别人来帮助我。
So you know what? When you are strong,
当你刚强的时候，
you're not just helping yourself.
你并不只帮助你自己。
You're helping the person sitting next to you in the pew who needs your strength.
你也在帮助坐在你旁边的。
Who needs the word of God that you can give them?
他需要你的力量，需要你的帮助。
Now, come over here, Lois, for a second. I want us to sing a song.
我们再来唱一首诗。
That is the cry of our heart.And it's called More Love, More Power.
这首歌就叫做更多的爱，更多的能力。
The song goes More Love, More Power.
更多的爱，更多的能力。
More of you in my life.
更多你在我的生命里面。
I will worship you.
我要敬拜你。
With all of my heart.
用我的全心来敬拜你。
I will worship you.
我要敬拜你。
With all of my mind.
用我的意志来敬拜你。
I will worship you.
我要来敬拜你。
With all of my strength.
用我的全力来敬拜你。
For you are my Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
你是我的主。
This song is praising God.
这一首歌在赞美主。
With the truth of scripture.
用神的话来赞美。
And as you do that,
当我们这样赞美的时
候, you will be transformed.
你会被改变。
The Bible says that we are transformed.
只是说我们被改变。
When we behold His glory.
当我们注视他的荣耀。
You can't change yourself.
我们不可能改变自己。
We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
You can hear a man, we are a sinner. Everybody look at somebody and say, you are a sinner.
你看着别人说你是个罪人。
You are a sinner. Say that to the pastor. You are a sinner.
You are a sinner.
Saved by grace.
算是蒙恩的罪人。
Thank you for the cross, Jesus.
我感谢主的十字架。
So if you see any love in me,
如果说在我里面有什么爱,
it's Jesus.
是耶稣的爱。
Everybody say Jesus.
耶稣的爱。
And that's what I want. I want you to live as closely as you can to Jesus.
我要你真的那样的靠近耶稣。
And if you do that, my friend,
如果你这样做,
you will never fail.
你永远不会失败。
I imagine what Pastor Ted Haggard would have done.
那一位牧师,
if when he was about to buy the drugs,
当他要去买, 毒品的时候,
he had sung the song.
他唱了这首歌,
I guarantee you,
我向你保证,
he would not have bought the drugs.
他如果唱了这首歌, 他就不会去买毒品,
he would not have failed.
他也不会失败。
The best way to overcome temptation,
最好能够胜过,
is to run to Jesus.
就是逃向主耶稣,
in prayer,
在祷告的里面,
and in worship.
在敬拜的里面。
To end by singing a song that's in your hymnal. It's what a friend we have in Jesus.
何等朋友我主耶稣。 在我们诗歌本第550首。
Page 550.
And grief to bear.
What a powerful, powerful hope.
是何等有力量的一首歌。
And I hope at least one day, every day this week,
我希望
every day this week,
这一个礼拜要来这一个礼拜的每一天
you'll lift up your hands,
你会举手
you'll say thank you, Jesus, that you are my friend.
向主说主我感谢你你是我的朋友
Thank you, Jesus, that you are my friend.
感谢主你是我的朋友
And a friend wants to spend time with you.
我真的很愿意来 与主来亲近
He's calling you
他正在呼召你到他自己面前
Could you turn to page 356 in your hymnal?
356首
I don't think I know this song but I saw the words and it was incredible Let's read the words together
我们来一起读这里的话356首
Go Abiding, oh so wondrous stream, I'm resting at the Savior's feet. I trust in Him, I'm satisfied. I'm resting in the crucified, one. You are saved.
我们能够得救
You are forgiven.
我们被赦免
No condemnation.
不再有控告
Every time the devil comes to you to try to condemn you,
每一次仇敌来向你控告
You tell him, take it to Jesus.
你告诉他到主面前去
I am forgiven.
我已经被赦免
Walk in that forgiveness.
行走在这一个赦免的里面
And in that grace. Going on. Abiding.
在主里
Abiding.
在主里
Oh, how wondrous sweet.I'm resting at the Savior's feet. You know what would thrill my heart? Is if you would sing that song one day this week.
我很盼望大家这个礼拜能够学这一首诗歌。
When you're not in church.
当你不在教会里面的时候。
At home.
在家中。
How does the song go? Would you like to, I don't know it, but I'd like to sing it once. Do you know this song? Do you know this song?Okay, let's sing it. You can help me sing it. Now, I still don't know the melody, but see, that's cool. You can make up your own song. Abiding also is wondrously sweet. I'm resting at my Savior's feet. I trust in Him. I'm satisfied. I'm resting in the crucified. Abiding. Oh, how wondrously sweet.I'm resting, Jesus, I'm resting at the Savior's feet.
Amen.
And that's what you call making a joyful noise. You can praise Him any kind of way you want. God just wants to hear your voice.
神就是要听见你的声音。
Now I'd like us to end a different way today.
我要结束我的信息。
I've been encouraging you to come together and have a prayer partner, somebody who can bear your burdens with you.
我一直鼓励大家能够找一个祷告的同伴。
Somebody can call you up and say, "Had you prayed today?"
那个人会打电话给你，问你有没有祷告。
We can't go it alone. We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
So I want you to take just a couple minutes.
我们想花几分钟的时间。
And I want you to pray with the person sitting next to you.
和你坐在你旁边的人一起祷告。
Pray that God would help you to pray more.
祷告神能够让你更多的祷告。
To praise more.
就更多的赞美。
To be in the word more.
更多来读主的话。
And to stand in the cross more.
站在十架的底下。
And then if you have a special burden or that you want to share or prayer need.
如果你有个特别的负担想祷告。
Then you can make that a matter of prayer.
你也可以为这一个来祷告。
But this sermon is about something you do.
这一个信息是说你需要去做
something you practice.
你必须要去操练
So I want us to practice praying for each other.
我想大家一起来操练为彼此代祷
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we will close that way. If you can get into groups, and I will just quietly play my guitar as you minister to each other.